Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm Kyle, I got to tell you, I am just on fire. I am angry. You all saw the and probably heard what we said yesterday, Dr. Shealy and I. We delineated this post by Spartacus, and it's exactly what we've been saying. For 18 months, it was a recap, but it added more information. And according to this article, and in class, if you want to see it, go to the Ron Gibson channel on BitChute, B-A-T-C-H-U-T-E. Look at yesterday's broadcast, USA Prepares, and there is a link to Spartacus, and you'll be able to read it all for yourself. And it says that... the virus was created in the Wuhan laboratory on purpose. It was designed to kill people. It was designed to be infectious. It was designed to be deadly. And it was funded by the Pentagon, the U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, and U.S. Air Force through a middleman, through a middle company. And they were all involved in it. So if you're wondering why we haven't blown China to bits, because we were in bed with them. That's why. It's an absolute outrage what has happened. There should be no trust left for the U.S. government. And we've got a moron in the White House who's covering all this up. The last guy with the orange hair, he covered it up. The Senate's involved. Congress is involved. U.S. House of Representatives, they're all involved, every one of them. And so when you look at Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist, and you say, well, he's just a sleepy old retarded guy, he's been in government for 50 years. He's part of this. He's one of the reasons why it's happened. So all these people have taken all these bribes for their own personal benefit and sold us out. They're traitors. They've committed treason. It's an outrage. It's beyond an outrage. It's killed people in my family. It's killed mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts, uncles, sons, daughters, friends, family, coworkers, and people you don't even know. People in other lands you don't know. People in places you've never been to and never will be to. It's destroyed the economy. It's destroyed the little people in the military. You know, like the little people, the snipers, who have been told, okay, this guy's really, really bad, and you're going to have to kill him because he's the enemy. You have to kill him. So the sniper goes, yes, sir, okay, right on it. I'll get right on it. I'll put my scope right on it. I'll squeeze that trigger, and I'll kill him. I'll shoot him right through his face. That's where we are. I can't even describe, Kyle and class, how angry I am. And then Jumpin' Joe Jumpin' Joe and the prostitute are unleashing. 85,000 IRS people come beat us up. So they kill us with the fog. And I was telling my son yesterday, I was in the truck with him, and I said, I know when it happened. I know when they took me down. I know. And it wasn't just me. They sprayed overhead. I saw the chemical spraying. I said, this is going to get me. I even went on the air and said, this, they did this, and I think it's going to get me. And I didn't mean just me. I meant everybody who breathed the air. These parasites have been spraying us with chemicals in the sky for years. And if it weren't the U.S. government involved in doing it, if it weren't the government doing it themselves to us, spraying toxins and poisons and God knows what into the air, killing us and animals, if it wasn't the government, we would have shot them down for violating our airspace and spraying some unknown substance in the air. It had to be the government. And people filled these tanks up. Who made the chemicals? Who made the sprays, the chemtrails? Who made them? U.S. corporations, right? U.S. corporations made the chemtrails, the chemicals for the chemtrails. U.S. employees filled those tanks, drove those trucks with those chemicals. U.S. pilots flew the aircraft. Every single one of those people, in my book, is a traitor. Every one of them. Every person involved in the chain of the spraying of chemicals in the air, everyone involved in the spraying of toxins, everyone involved in the Wuhan virus, everyone in the supply chain there is involved as a traitor. Now, maybe unwittingly, maybe unknowingly, but what else would you call it? It's like when I used to go to the government office, and I would take a real hard position, and Mrs. Finelli would say, yeah, but she's just a secretary, she's just a receptionist. You know, it's like her bosses that are causing all these problems for all of us. And I would say, no, I don't see it that way. The way I see it is the secretary is the front line for the big people who are making it our lives miserable. And he or she gets a paycheck from those people. And he or she jumps as high as they tell him or her to jump. They're all part of the cartel. So no, I'm not going to back down and I'm not going to be sweet. They're all trying to steal our money. And then we have Homeland Security letting Haitians in. They say, no, we're not going to do that. Oh, no. And then they did. Like 12,000. Yeah, well, actually, and they don't even know. They're thinking, well, maybe it's 12,000, but it's probably more like 5,000 more. And that's probably a lie. So now Congress is looking at Homeland Security saying, you lied to us. No kidding. They don't like being lied to? Oh, why not? I suppose we are the only ones who are to like being lied to. If this is probably inflammatory language, so be it. But if you are not outraged at what has happened with the China-USA genocide, if you're not outraged, you're retarded. And how many people? I didn't know there were so many retarded people. I didn't know it was such a high percentage in the United States. I thought it was a really small amount. But they're probably 20-something percent of the people who support Joe Biden. They have to be retarded. So that means like 20-something percent of adult Americans are retarded. Think about that. Hey, Kyle.
Yeah. Boy, I was not able to catch your program yesterday, Vince. I had so many things I had to get done. But when you sent that article to my wife, she forwarded it to me, and I just finished just a while ago reading about 2/3 of it, and it's mind-blowing. It is saying everything we've been saying, but with all of the big medical terminology inserted in there that explains it, you know. And the guy does an incredible job. You're right. We've been sold that. If you think about this, Vince, we've been being sold out for probably close to 50 years.
That's how long
these guys have been working at what they're doing.
That's exactly right.
Since the 70s and 80s, you know?
Well, even in the 60s, when the government said that we're going to put a man on the moon, and we had no idea how to do it. I met the guy by accident. No kidding, class. I met the guy by accident here in Missouri who said he was the photographer who took the pictures at the Houston stage for the moon landing. It was made up. Now, what's the cover story for that? Well, the cover story is, I'm talking about, the astronauts tethered to the landing module, you know, circling the moon, the astronaut tethered to this capsule, and then the picture is taken from behind the astronaut. So who took the picture? You know what I'm saying? So there's the photographer. And then in the middle is the astronaut, and in the far ground area would be the capsule and the moon. So, what tether is the photographer on? Okay, and so I met the guy who took these pictures. It was all staged, and the government's explanation for getting caught with these lies about staging the moon landing photos. Well, you know, the radiation belt is so strong it would have destroyed the film, and we just had to have, you know, backup just in case. No kidding. Kodak couldn't ship from Rochester, New York, photographic film from the factory. And I've been to the Kodak factory. And it's huge, by the way. This factory is so huge in Rochester, New York, that I got on a golf cart and I rode for like an eighth of a mile inside the building. That's how big it is. They used to have a fleet of golf carts riding around in there because it's too far to get to another part of the building. I'm serious. So I was there, and Kodak, even with their might, number one in photographic film, they couldn't get the photographic film from the factory to hospitals in the Midwest without the photographic film being fogged from the radiation in the air that we were all breathing back then. I'm talking about the 60s. From the nuclear tests that the U.S. government was doing. So they'd blow up an atomic bomb. Radiation would hit the air. Kodak would ship the film through the U.S. mail. And it would be foggy. Because the film would be destroyed, you know, in the 3 days it took to get from Rochester, New York, to the hospital in, let's say, Chicago. No kidding. You can look it up. And so we sent men to the moon through the radiation belt? Really? Impossible. Impossible. So they lied about that. They lie about UFOs. They won't even tell us who killed JFK. They won't tell us. Why is that? Why won't they tell us? Are we going to march on Washington? Is that what the problem is? They won't tell us. They lie and lie and lie, and the plagiarist can't tell the truth. And at this point, he's so incompetent, so feeble-minded, he doesn't know the truth. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. And class, if you're wondering what I was talking about with Kyle this morning, it's a report called Spartacus, and it's traveling the internet, and it's an expose on the criminal activity of people in the United States government, specifically the Pentagon, through the research type offices of the Air Force, the Army, and the Navy. And they funded a middleman company that funded the Wuhan laboratory that created the man-made virus that's killing us all over the globe. And, Kyle, I know you didn't have a chance to hear the broadcast, but Dr. Sheely and I dissected that report, and I read sections of that report, and Dr. Sheely commented, it is exactly what we have been saying for 18 months, okay? And it makes my blood boil thinking of the little network, the guys who say, you can handle the truth. And they don't tell the truth. Those guys, the beggars, it makes my blood boil thinking about those guys who have misled people by saying this virus is fake, fraud, and to use their term, BS. It makes my blood boil to think about those people. There's talk radio, and then there's us. USA Prepares. We're different.
Yeah.
We actually have people who are experts. They have people who have opinions. And they beg for money. And they say, well, we need your money. When I was on that network, they even forced me to beg for money. Okay? I am so glad I have been thrown overboard by those guys, because now I realize who they are and what they are. And one of the guys one of the guys who say this is fake fraud, one of the personalities on the other network, the network that said that the COVID-19 was fake fraud and BS, he and his wife got vaccinated. Now think about that. He got vaccinated because he must have thought it was real. But the network is saying it's not real. It's fake fraud and BS. How does that square? And they need your money to keep broadcasting. Who are those people? I know several of them. And I'm glad they used to be my friends. I'm not glad that they were my friends. I'm glad they used to be my friends. And they are no longer my friends. Because I don't recognize people like that. I don't recognize people who lie and mislead. They may even think they're telling the truth. But this virus thing is real. I got an email from David, USA Preparedness instructor in Illinois. He just lost two friends to COVID. David, I am sorry for your loss. And as I mentioned months ago, that we lost two in my extended family. This thing travels. And I use the term fog. Now, that would be a layman's term. That the China virus, the China-USA virus, the China genocide, it's like a fog. And if you're in the area and you breathe in this fog because you're breathing air, you have now gotten COVID-19 at some level. There's absolutely no reason for COVID-19 to exist. No reason. I don't care what they say they were studying. Gain-of-function research is something that I never learned about at the university. And I asked Dr. Shealy, Dr. Shealy, did you ever learn about gain-of-function when you were studying medicine? And he said no. He never learned of gain of function. And he learned about increasing functionality, meaning getting a person to be better. And, you know, if a person has had trouble walking, increase the functionality, the mobility, those kinds of things. Yes, he did. But not gain of function, which is a government term, a made-up government term, to conceal what it really means. What it really means is get the virus to be more transmissible. Get it to spread faster and farther and quicker. And while it's spreading faster, farther, and quicker, make it more lethal. Gain of function is a term that applies to the virus, to the virus, getting it to be more deadly in every respect. And that's what Fauci, the U.S. Army, the U.S. Navy, and the U.S. Air Force, and the Pentagon, and the government were all involved in.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A sharply divided U.S. Senate failed on Monday to advance a measure to suspend the federal debt ceiling and avoid a government shutdown. The near-party line vote of 48 yeas against 50 noes fell short of the 60 votes needed to push the bill. Democrats who control both chambers of Congress now have just 3 days to find another way to keep the government operating beyond Thursday. South Korea's military officials confirmed Tuesday that North Korea military had fired a short-range missile toward its eastern sea. North Korea's ambassador to the United Nations defended the latest launch in remarks to the UN General Assembly, demanding the United States and South Korea end their hostile policy against the country. An Arizona judge Monday ruled the state's ban on mask mandates in schools and other measures are unconstitutional. Attorney General Mark Brnovich tweeted Monday he will appeal the ruling. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Reports of Afghan refugees committing violent crimes after they came to the United States are very predictable because the Biden administration didn't ensure they were vetted properly before being allowed to enter the country. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin on Newsmax TV.
It's very predictable that this would happen when you don't have a thorough vetting process. Because as we found out a month ago when I made my first visit to Fort McCoy, that no one was being vetted. We were told a month and a half ago by the Biden administration that everybody's going through the SIV process. There's a thorough vetting going on. It's clear that it's not happening. And so you have a man who raped two young boys, and then you also have a man who beat his wife. And it gets even worse this week when you go out over the weekend when we heard about out in Fort Bliss where a group of Afghans that came here beat a United States soldier, a female United States soldier. This stuff is going to continue because there was not a thorough vetting process. It's awful. Yeah, they go into the federal system now, and virtually impossible to get them out of this country. I predict that they will not be deported. They're going to end up in our prison system. And by the way, if they end up in a court of law like in Dane County, in Madison, who knows? They may only get a slap on the wrist. And I hope that they get prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But this is the problem.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today,
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, as you can tell, I'm really, really angry. And so I use the word retarded. And I'm going to take some heat for that. You know, say it's not fair to people who are retarded. Well, I don't know what you would call someone who voted for Jumpin' Joe and this regime, and a gal who is referred to as chlamydia. She's also referred to as a prostitute. She's also referred to as a whore. She's also referred to as heels up, as in high heels up. Anyone who thinks that they are great, what would you call a person like that? Other than retarded, who thinks that those guys are doing a good job. They are retarded. So if I take heat, so be it. But I got to tell you, it's like there are more and more retarded people every day. They're, pretty soon, those who are not retarded are going to be the minority. And if you want to know who I'm talking about as a minority, I'm talking about our class. You're not retarded. You guys are normal. It's the other ones that are not normal. And just let me just put one more exclamation point on this. And then we'll talk about tips and how to do things better. If you think about Nazi Germany, and you're not even supposed to use the word Nazi anymore. Nazi. Can't use the word Nazi. If you think about Nazi Germany, there was the final solution. The final solution was to kill a bunch of people that were considered undesirable by the Nazis. So what they did was they rounded them up and they put them in a extermination camp. Work will set you free, they say, the sign over the entrance of the concentration camp. Okay. They worked the people to the point of exhaustion and near death, and then they executed them. But they had a huge problem. What do you do with the bodies? Well, the U.S. government combined with the Chinese have figured a whole thing out. They can do exactly what the Germans did. They can execute the undesirables. That'd be us. And they didn't have to worry about the bodies. Because that was passed on to us. Because those were our relatives. And they didn't, and we didn't understand. We, you know, the retarded ones. Well, I shouldn't say it. We. They, the retarded ones, didn't understand that this was a war to kill us. And we'd bury our own dead. So the government of China and the government of the United States didn't have to worry about it. We did. So we paid the cost of the loss of our loved ones and the burial. What a brilliant plan. If you're evil, like the committee. And I understand why this whole thing is happening. Because the committee thinks there's too many of us. They think as they drive around the Beltway in Washington, D.C. in these limousines, and there's traffic ahead of them, these alleged representatives knock on the window, the partition glass between the driver and the back of the limo, where these alleged representatives ride in air-conditioned comfort. They tap on the window and go, hey, what's going on? Why are you going so slow? Why are we stopped? Well, Senator, there's a traffic jam. I think, this is rush hour and there's a lot of traffic ahead, so we just can't. Who are these people who are in front of us? How dare they slow us down? We've got important work to do, bribes to take, people to kill, countries to plunder. That's who's running the show. I've been on the Beltway. I've been in those traffic jams. I've been in the gridlock. And I can just imagine what I just said. That was my imagination that you just heard. But I believe it happens. Kyle, any comments?
Oh, man, Vince, you got my blood boiling as well. The interesting thing, a couple of points here. I just ran into a guy, and I was just got to talking with him the other day, and he's probably in his 60s, retired Air Force, and he got the clot shot. I was talking to him about it. He said, yeah, I'm really scared. And I said, why? What's going on? You know, and he said, three of my friends just got this vaccine, and they all died in 3 weeks. They're just, and people are just not being the CDC and none of this. This is so coordinated. They're not telling anybody and everybody about how bad the death rate is on these things. I believe it's way, way, way higher than what they're saying. We had a friend of ours who, she is a nurse. And anyway, they had a patient come in who was an acquaintance of mine. And anyway, they said that he tried to treat himself with ivermectin and his kidneys failed. Well, and that's what she believed until we started doing some research on this. Ivermectin doesn't hurt the kidneys. If you take way too much, you'd have to take 10 times too much. It affects the liver, not the kidneys. But the protocol that they used on him will kill the kidneys, and he died because of it. And anyway, I don't know if you've heard it, Vince, but did you hear about this Lieutenant Colonel Long, a female way up in the Air Force? She just come out with a sworn affidavit saying that there is no way that pilots that have had the vaccine should fly. Can you imagine what that does to our national security? We're in a war. And people have been, Vince and I and everybody's been saying this for a year since this moron in chief got elected. We're in a war for the survival of this country, and we're never as strong as we are right now, because right now everything is declining. Your ability to purchase anything is declining. Your ability to function is declining. The mandatory regulations are increasing. Just like you said, Vince, they put about 85,000 more people out there to attack us. The IRS has, and you know, it's crazy to me that we're allowing this to happen. I just I can't hardly stand it myself.
Well, I can't. I just can't. And I'm thinking. Let me just say this. Zero Hedge. Quote. Too late. Meaning it's been too late. Quote, too late. House passes amendment to defund Wuhan lab middleman outfit Echo Health Alliance. End quote. What they're saying is the House passed an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act on Thursday that will see all funding, blocked to Echo Health Alliance, the outfit that fueled U.S. money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for gain-of-function experiments that some scientists believe led to the COVID pandemic. End quote. Really, they believe that it led to the COVID pandemic. The Wuhan laboratory, it's been reported all over that Wuhan did it. We funded it. They did it. And so there's a technicality. Well, you know, China was not a signatory to the Geneva Convention, which prohibited biological warfare and chemical warfare. It prohibited it. So those who signed on to it said, well, no, we're not going to do that. But no, the United States government lied because we funneled money to people who were doing it, who we were in bed with. And then we got a guy named Fauci who's telling us what to do. He's involved in this gain-of-function research and the Wuhan laboratory. Dr. Sheely called it absolutely, positively right. He called it right. Dr. Sheely is a very, very good friend of mine. Very good. I can't say that I have a better friend than Dr. Sheely. I can't say that. And I only have a few friends. And when I'm talking about friends, you know, these people I met personally, Kyle's a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, but I've never met him. But of the friends I have absolutely had in-person contact with, Dr. Sheely is absolutely as close as a friend can get. Absolutely. And he has been absolutely right from day one about Fauci being a criminal, evil, about the virus being intentionally man-made, about the vaccination being deadly, about what you need to do to protect yourself through health, improving your health, improving your immune system, taking the right supplements, which I follow his protocol. And frankly, anyone who doesn't follow this protocol in this environment, and we've been talking about it for 18 months, And we've been talking about the same protocol for improving your immune system for 10 years, over 10 years, Dr. Sheila and I. Dr. Sheila's been doing it probably over 30 years. But with me, a little over 10. 2 hours a week we do this. Anyone who doesn't consider following his protocol and then following it is a moron. The life expectancy of the modern male has dropped 2 years since the genocide. The China and the USA genocide. It's dropped 2 years in 18 months. You know, our life expectancy was on the up, the up, the up, the up. We're gaining every year. But for the modern male, this tattooed guy with things in his ears for, I don't know, better reception, those guys, they have dragged us down, so the average life expectancy is down 2 years. They've gotten the shots. They've had risky behavior. You know, some of these guys like rainbows. Some of these guys are light loafered faggots. And we, well, not me, not Kyle, not USA Prepares, but some people just say, well, you know, it's what they do in their bedroom is okay. It's, you know, it doesn't affect us. Yes, it does affect us. We've got guys in government positions who are selling us out. And I don't care what anybody says. Homos are dangerous. They've infected our school system. They're telling our young people that you can be trans, you can be bi, you can be anything you want. And tomorrow, if you change your mind, that's okay. If you want to have surgery to cut off your reproductive organs, that's okay. Really? You want to try reversing that? Kyle, I'm sorry I'm so angry about this. I know we can't win this. This thing is traveling on the earth. We're breathing it, and a lot of us are going to die. I just hope we end up doing the right thing. We'll be right back.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I read part of the census. It's called the American Community Survey, 48 pages. And how does this tie in? I'll tell you. They want to know, so are you healthy? Can you work? How much can you work? What's your educational level? What's your specialty? What do you know how to do? Do you speak English? How many Puerto Ricans live in your house? Do you get to work by a taxi or a bus or a subway? Do you drive? Do you walk? Do you take a bicycle? Do you make decisions? How much do you make? How much is your rent? They can put all these little tidbits of information together and build a dossier. Oh, the guy's a mechanic. He's strong. He is X number of years old. He has been to the university, or he's been to high school, or he's been to trade school. We can use him because he's not on disability for whatever it is, okay? Or he is on disability, but he's got skills that we need. Leadership skills. He's been trained. He's been certified. As in Kyle, he can operate heavy equipment and he is a journeyman electrician. We can use those. So let's keep him for a while. Finelli, he can work on mechanical things. Let's keep him for a while. Other people, you know, I don't speak the language that we're looking for right now, and they don't have the skills. They're really kind of ill. We don't need them. Think about that. That's what this survey is all about. And if I ever got one, and I'm not going to say whether I have or haven't, I would not fill it out. However, those who have received it have seen notice after notice, threat after threat after threat, with the bold ink that says, quote, your response is required by law, end quote. What do you think that's all about? It's building a dossier. And do you think those dossiers ever go away? No. They use that with your phone records. They use that with your shopping habits. They use that with your credit card information. They use that with your texts, your tweets, your posts, your searches on the internet. And then those who are dumb enough to have an Alexa or its equivalent, they listen into what's happening in your house 24/7, record it, and it's transcribed, and they can just quickly glance through and read the salient points. And then if they find heavy breathing, then they can go back and actually listen. Kyle, just one more thing I want to say, and then we'll get into tips. I'm sorry I took so long. I have a new policy, and a guy called me up. He wanted my help. He thinks he can be an instructor. So I said to him, he called, left a message, I called him back. And I know this guy. Well, I know of him. I never met him, but I've talked to him on the phone. And so the first thing he said, well, thanks for calling me back. I said, sure. Before we begin, do you have an Alexa or a clone? No. Okay, good. Are you on a speakerphone where there's someone else that can listen in to our conversation? No. Good. Are you recording this? No. Okay, good. What do you want? Okay, that's my new protocol. I will not talk to anyone who has an Alexa. I will not talk to anyone who records. And I will not talk to anyone who has me on a speakerphone with other people who can listen. Period. Kyle, any comments about that protocol? Did we lose Kyle? I don't know. Kyle, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry, Vince. I'm sorry. I was. I had put my phone on mute, and I forgot to push the button again. Sorry about that.
Did you hear
that? I've got a couple. Yeah, I did. I heard everything you said.
Yep. Okay.
So I got a couple of points. One, I was listening to a YouTube the other day, and there was this Jewish doctor who was saying, you know, folks, we know we can figure out all about you, and we can make a program for you where we know you better than you know yourself, and we can direct you and influence you so that you basically have no more free will. He said, free will is going to be a thing of the past. And I thought to myself, are they doing exactly that right now to people? They are gathering people right and left and information on people, and they're programming people like you were talking about the stupid people. You know, and when you said on the last part there about, I hope people will do what's right, people have no idea, in order to correct this thing, how brutal that's going to be. I've got another one after that. I've got another thought, too.
Yeah.
After the break.
Yeah. And when I said do what's right, I didn't want to say it because it will be painful. And I don't want people to say, well, he caused it. He caused it. I didn't cause it. And I just want to tell you, about 8-10 years ago, I called a guy on the radio who has a network. And I said, look, you know, I think you're going to come after us. And we all stick together. If they can't come after one of us, we all ought to rally and expose that one of us has been taken and arrested and so forth. He said, yep, that's what we're going to do. And what did he do? He threw me overboard.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.